Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So a judge in Maine is now saying that President Trump can stay on the ballot while the Supreme Court is going to look at the idea of can he be disqualified or not. So again, this whole thing continues on, and we're going to be watching very closely because this will be pivotal, what the Supreme Court says. But if the Supreme Court doesn't rule the way that some of these, activists really wanted to rule, well, then we're going to hear about how the Supreme Court is illegitimate and how, now we really do have to pack the court. Why would we have to do that? Well, we'd have to save democracy because the Supreme Court obviously would be on the side of disintegrating our democracy. Folks, welcome to the program. It is the Thursday edition. Hour number three is starting up here, folks. Hours number one and two went by in a flash, as always. But we're glad that you're there. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer. Welcome to everybody listening across the GCN network, AM 930, by the way, as well. And thanks to everybody at GCN for working so hard for the program. We appreciate it. And, folks, don't forget our telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour this hour if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon. But here's another thing you can do as well. You can do like Uncle Rick did, and he went over to KyleWarrenShow.com, and he sent us a direct message with a good question for Denise. So that's another avenue if you'd like to ask Denise a question as we move through the hour here. We'll get to Denise Simon, of course, here in just a moment. But once again, don't forget, we're glad that you're there. And again, go to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can join me on Facebook or Twitter as well. And we're off and running from there. So without further ado, let's bring Denise Simon back into the mix. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, before we get to Uncle Rick's question, was there anything you wanted to sort of finish up with? Because my question to you about what's happening in Pakistan versus Iran is that obviously Iran also has made some bombings into Syria. We have obviously the Israel-Hamas war. We're trying to now go after the Houthis. Piecemeal as it is, it would appear, but this is all connected together. The region is actually, this is not a great direction.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we try.
Okay. It's a mess.
Yeah.
Don't know how else to put it. It's absolutely a mess. And, you know, the Pentagon has a whole division that does nothing but what is called war gaming. And these are people that take all of the intelligence that's coming in from DNI and DIA and even CIA and so forth, and they compile this data wherever it is. They look at the weapons. They look at the delivery mechanisms, they look at the people, they look at the money, they look at the timing, all these things, and virtually assess every single day and several times a day in some cases, predictions, probabilities, or possibilities, and then they grade them. Mm-hmm. So I guess the bigger question is, well, now that we have Daryl Austin maybe back in the game, I don't know. He's been released from the hospital. The question then becomes, is any of this information going over to the National Security Council or is it happening in the Situation Room such that these people that are decision makers can make any decisions? I don't know, which comes back to the presidential daily briefing. What's in it and what's not? What should be and what isn't? And if it's not, and these things are happening, then why hasn't this White House called, you know, a classified meeting, roundtable, to have a discussion on the conditions today, tomorrow, and the next day, and 6 months from now, and it involves CENTCOM into the discussion, and I would say are the counterparts, whoever they are, say in Europe, because these things should never have gotten this far, ever.
Well, I agree. Well, you know, you mentioned about the presidential daily briefing. The thing that concerns me, and especially the way that you're laying this out here, is that, you know, if the, you know, the president just doesn't seem to be engaged in the things that a president would be engaged in. He might be saying, why aren't I getting this briefing? Or, you know, at least, you know, try to be engaged with whatever the briefing might have in it. And Joe Biden doesn't give us that impression at all. I think they're more, you know, they're more concerned with fighting for our democracy or something.
Yeah. And, you know, Admiral Kirby, if you listen to him closely, he always knows more than what he's saying. Now, I don't expect him to say and reveal everything, you know, that could be necessarily classified. I get that. But you get more out of him than you get out of Karine Jean-Pierre. She's as lost as Biden is. But
that's true.
That tells you that the, you know, information is there. What, you know, and what are we doing with it?
Right. Right, exactly.
Nothing.
And why even have that information? Because it's like it just doesn't matter, you know, I guess to them in the grand scheme. And I know I'm being a little silly saying that, but it seems to me that a president who was engaged would constantly be wanting to see how they need to act on the world stage. You know, goodness gracious, our allies would be looking for us.
A president that was engaged wouldn't be at a coffee shop looking at, you know, something over on a bookshelf, okay?
Right, and saying I work in the Senate.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
That's
right.
Not an engaged president.
Nope. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise Simon, stay right there. We're going to come right back after this short break. We'll address Uncle Rick's question that he sent in using a direct message from KyleWarrenShow.com. And we're going to be off and running from there. So, folks, stay right there. Grab some snacks, coffee, whatever you need, because we're just getting started. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
One of the things we can't help on this program is just, you know, we have fun. That's really a big part of the thing, isn't it? Because you know the thing, as Joe Biden said. And we do have fun throughout the week. And here we are, Wednesday edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call. And of course, we'll be opening up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or a comment for our very good friend Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome back, Denise.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And we do have fun here on the program. And we do have a listener question, if you'd like to go ahead and address that. And this comes in from Uncle Rick. And we really appreciate always hearing from Uncle Rick. And Denise, he gives us some really good, kind words to start off with. He says, "You are great. Thanks for providing an excellent place for discussion." Well, that's our pleasure. Absolutely. He says, "But I'm confused. Suez Canal versus China's Belt and Road. I always thought the Belt and Road depended on the Suez Canal. Is China urging Iran to halt Suez traffic with the Houthis?" Good question.
Well, yeah, there's going to, you can about imagine, again, the conversations that were happening at Davos on this very issue. China does depend on, I mean, I don't know how many ships or whatever, but I mean, once something leaves China, they've essentially been paid. So I don't know that China really necessarily cares whether its cargo got to its destination or not.
Mm-hmm.
China is in financial trouble and has been in financial trouble for a while. And so I think that they have either, one, slowed down or, you know, halted a lot of their Belt and Road initiatives. But let's look at the Suez Canal. The Suez Canal took in I think in 2021, about 50 ships a day. And then it went up to around 70 ships a day. What's particularly fascinating is these ships, depending upon their cargo, have to pay a toll to go through the Suez Canal. Some may, based on the cargo, it may be 6%, but they keep raising their toll fees, and they're looking again to have their toll fees as high now as 15%. Well, in 2022, Egypt took in $8 billion in toll fees.
Wow.
$8 billion. So you can about imagine if they've been raising their fees and with the amount of cargo, that that number was exponentially higher in 2023, and it was predicted to be even higher in 2024. Well, it's not now, because I think they're down to maybe two or three ships a day that go through the Suez Canal versus everybody going around Africa. So Egypt is actually building a wall. Imagine that. Walls do work. Building a wall right. To keep out the Hamas and the Palestinians, the Rafah crossing. So Egypt's going to be in trouble. So is Egypt got some people over there at Davos having discussions with the International Monetary Fund, talking about many things, including all things Sinai Peninsula and the Suez Canal? Well, yes. So now what? What a mess, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So China is the problem for a lot of reasons. And Iran's the problem for a lot of reasons. So you can about imagine, beyond having some funky woman, Indian woman from the Amazon rainforest.
I know what you're talking about.
Doing some kind of dance thing to, you know, a handful of these attendees. That was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. I mean,
yeah, and Al Gore was standing there clapping. He loved it.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a whole Bilderberg Forest kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it does seem a little disconnected from John and Jane Q. Public, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And these are now, I will tell you that kind of a distant buddy of mine, Bill Browder, who is an American, but he lives in London, has lived in London for a long time, but he is the one who wrote a couple of books about Russia, because when the Soviet Union fell apart, well, it's a long story, but anyway, there are all kinds of Russians that live in London, all kinds of them, and he hates Russia because of what Russia did to his lawyer, killed him. After he imprisoned him, they killed him. But anyway, he created something called the Magnitsky Act, of which the United States, during the Obama administration, signed. And he is in Davos, and what he is trying to do is take the Russian oligarch money, have it collected, a lot of it's frozen, as we well know, to ensure that that money goes to Ukraine. And I'm not sure where the Biden administration stands on that. I think that there's some interesting discussions that people in power are having about using those billions of dollars to give it to Ukraine, which would maybe give a little bit of release over to the House with this measure of having funding for Ukraine, Israel, and the border.
Mm-hmm.
So you see how things can get complicated.
Indeed.
I don't know if that answered Uncle Rick's question or not, but China's in a little bit of trouble financially. So,
and we appreciate the question very much from Uncle Rick, listening on WLSS 9:30 a.m. in Manatee County. He says, and so yeah, I think it was great. And if he has any other comments, I'm sure we'll hear back. But no, I appreciate your answer very much as well.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, let's turn to some politics here real quick before we go to the bottom of the hour break. What do you know now, or what do you say,
oh,
what do we think about, it turns out Hunter Biden's laptop wasn't Russian disinformation after all, the DOJ acknowledging that it was for real.
Yeah, and that actually, they knew it all along. That isn't something they just came out with. This is actually in evidence in the Hunter Biden case in California. So it's been there, and they've known it. And, you know, when you had, what was it, the 51, you know, intelligence experts that signed the letter that said it, you know, it had all the earmarks of being Russian disinformation. Shame on, which obviously changed up, you know, all of the attitudes towards Biden during the general election.
Of course.
Voting for Biden.
Oh, yeah.
But shame on the Department of Justice, not FBI, because they're under the authority of the Department of Justice, didn't come out and say, shame on you 51 signatures, including Leon Panetta, that it is real.
It is real, and they match it up to the iCloud backups, you know, which they had. They had those. They had a warrant for that, and they were able to figure out that it was all duplicated.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
So it just, it really is something. And
they had search warrants for iCloud.
That's right. Exactly. And so they did know about this, but again, the American people were absolutely
bamboozled,
yeah, and I thought that wouldn't that be some kind of I don't know, things that are untrue. I thought MSNBC
talk about
was
misinformation.
That's right, yeah. So I don't know what we're going to hear from them on this, and you know, about, well, they probably will say, well, we thought the laptop was Russian disinformation. We sincerely believed it, you know. So therefore, we went with it, or that, you know, these media outlets can say that kind of thing.
Touché.
That's right. Well, right. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Folks, don't forget, head over to founderscode.com and check out Denise's great articles, the other materials that she has there. She spends a lot of time, obviously, researching all this stuff, and we really appreciate you, Denise. And so we're going to come up to the break here for a moment, bottom of the hour break. But when we come back, we'll open up the telephone lines if you have a question or comment for Denise. So, Denise, stay right there. And, folks, come on right back with us, because we are literally going at warp speed through the program this morning. It's already the bottom of hour number three. Can't believe it. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Much more to come.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention to New Hampshire, as that state's first-in-the-nation primary elections are on the way. Nikki Haley spoke to reporters despite a disappointing finish in the Iowa caucuses. She's surging in the polls ahead of the vote in New Hampshire.
We've been here for 11 months. We've done over 75 town halls. We have been in Red Arrow Diner before, and so we're going to continue to talk to people.
The Granite State's planning to hold two Republican primary debates. but Haley says she does not plan to participate in either of them unless former President Trump does. Trump has not participated in any GOP presidential debates so far. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who ended his campaign this week, is saying Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley should do the same thing. A third-party candidate running for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is hoping to secure a spot on ballots all across the country. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, we mentioned this earlier, but for people just joining us, Charlemagne the God, the radio host, is now not going to support Joe Biden, evidently, for president. He's not a big fan of Trump, obviously. But how bad does it have to be? How terrible does your administration have to be in order to have Charlemagne the God decide that he's not endorsing you, evidently? Folks, you know, this is maybe this will be the straw that breaks the camel's back here in terms of what the Democrat Party elite want to do for nominees. That's pretty telling. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, Thursday edition. We are rocketing through. Telephone number 949-822-7959. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Yeah. Well, by the way, what do you think about that? You know, what do you think? You know, because before Joe Biden said in his words, if people did, if you didn't vote for him, quote, you ain't black. His words,
right.
Not mine. Yeah.
Right. Right.
So now, Charlemagne.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I think in a lot of cases, if you take a hard look at immigration, you have the blacks that are furious about what is happening to their inner cities, because that's precisely where all these immigrants are. They're taking over police stations, they're taking over airports, they're taking over the streets, and these cities, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, San Francisco, so forth, what is happening? Well, they're having to cut an awful lot of services in order, you know, for their residents, especially police and fire and, you know all that, to pay for these immigrants. Well, so this is making these people furious. They're trying pretty hard to live in their own communities, have a place for their children to play in parks and whatnot, and having after school activities, or the boys club or the girls club, and all of these things are being cut. They're taking huge millions and millions and millions of dollars out of there, and it's affecting their lives. Well, yeah. Imagine how the lives are affected to people, say, in Texas, and how they have to live, the ranchers and whatnot. So, I mean, it's a collapse of civil society, and I would say that the blacks are beginning to see that, if they were going to gain any traction, that traction is kind of gone in reverse now because of Biden.
No kidding. So, no kidding. Yeah, that, I mean, it's really demonstrable what's happening. So let's head over to line number one. We got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, listening in this morning. Good morning, Neil. You're on with Denise.
Good morning. Thank you for putting me on, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
We've crossed the Rubicon. This is totally, it's laughable. It's a comedy show. All right. My sources tell me Admiral Kirby served in the Italian Navy. Maybe somebody in your audience can verify that. I have not been able to verify that. But we do have a United States Navy Admiral. I believe he is still a man. He's walking around in high heel shoes, pantyhose, a skirt, lipstick, and mascara. And he's at the top of the chain of command. He does press briefings for the Pentagon. You can't make this stuff. Not to overreact to it, it is just absolutely laughable. And the global intelligence community knows what is going on in our Pentagon. Keep in mind, the Pentagon is subordinate to the puppeteers and President Biden. Let me mention another thing. I want to quote the president. You know the thing. A more recent quote from President Biden. I have two words for you. Made in America.
That's right.
He needs a refresher course in arithmetic.
Yeah. Now, just real quick, Neil, are you talking about this one here?
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
There you go.
That's exactly it. It's a flub. I'm not trying to overreact to it. Okay. We all make mistakes. Let me bounce, okay? I think what we're in for, and they're starting to lean on this. Joy Reid is leaning into this, okay? White supremacy, a threat to our democracy. There's something wrong with Joy Reid. I don't know what it is. I know she went to Catholic school, I think in Brooklyn, New York. I don't know where she was brainwashed, but there's something wrong with her. But that theme, they are going to hammer us with that theme.
Well, it's especially, Neil, when it's so clearly based on racial characteristics, that sounds like you're trying to gin up real racial division in this country. That's not what we should be doing. That we'd always would condemn stuff like that.
Well, I would agree. I mean, obviously, that's not part of America. I think we're in for more. White supremacy, domestic terrorism, and I think we're going to get a large dose of, the Nazis coming back.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, let's give Denise a chance to respond so we have plenty of time before we hit the break. But I appreciate what you're saying very much, Neil.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Right. Have a good night.
You too. Take care. So what do you think, Denise?
It's also the networks. The networks have bought into it, too. So the network's allowing Little Miss Joy Reid. And I would also say those women that are on the
View
panel.
The View?
Yeah, on The View.
Yeah.
They're doing the same thing. I mean, with Joy Behar. So, going back to Admiral Kirby, though, I don't see where he.
I don't either.
I don't see it. I'm looking pretty hard at his resume here, and I don't see where he was.
Yeah, he was not in the Italian Navy.
Although I did not know he was from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, very interesting.
He grew up going to St. Petersburg Catholic High School, and he's a graduate of University of South Florida. I did not know that. But
very interesting, indeed. Well, and you mentioned about The View. Well, Joy Behar was asking Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, you know, what are you going to do about the crazies? You know, this is all, it's just a script. I mean, it's coming out of nowhere, but actually it's because it's just the next stage, because they haven't been able to destroy Trump, so now it's anybody who even looks in his direction.
Well, you know, about a year ago when we started having, actually a little bit more than that, you know, with all the riots and the looting that was going on, still a lot of that's going on now because of the Palestinians, but we're going to end up with street justice, vigilante justice here. In some cases, we already have. You've got this poor Marine that the court turned down his request to drop the suit from when he had that incident on the train
right.
in New York.
Right. That's Daniel Penny. Yeah.
Daniel Penny. Then, you know, you've got this poor rancher out there in Texas that's been accused of killing a migrant, which he didn't do. But on the other hand, he and many other ranchers are trying to defend their farms and their ranches. So then you had the bodega guy in New York. He finally had to leave the country again. So, you know, you're going to have a lot more of this. And we're in a bad place. And you can't tell me that, you know, again, these migrants, these illegals are not, what, 30% of the problem, 40% of the problem, 60%? I don't know what that number is. But we're having a collapse here. And that's, you know, law and order. And I've often now been taking those two words and separating them. If you know, with law, if you apply the law, you have order. Mm-hmm. But we're so out of order now, it's hard to even apply the law anymore.
Well,
so,
when you mention the word collapse, you see, isn't that sometimes just the way that you do it? If you can get a system to collapse, well, you get to come in and say, well, now we got to make everybody safe. We're going to rearrange things. This Constitution thing that you have, well, that's yesterday. And we got to come up with a whole new thing, you know, to save democracy and keep you safe, that kind of stuff.
Before the Supreme Court yesterday, there's actually a hearing with the fishermen and what's happening in the fishermen Chevron case. And that's another realm of unelected bureaucrats running our lives.
So, exactly.
I invite your listeners to watch that one.
Absolutely. Denise Simon, thanks so much again. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
All right. Good morning.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We're coming back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Edition.
She better not leave me and go out to Hollywood.
Rolls on, and we're glad that you're there, everybody. We're glad to be here, by the way, and we have so much to tell you about. Kyle Warren with you, of course. You know, Janet Yellen is now saying that the Biden pandemic spending during COVID-19. All that, everything happening right now in the economy vindicates all the spending. So I think that's a pretty good question. And we're going to pose that question to our good friend Chris Markowski. He's the watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And, of course, you can hear Chris on his podcast, Wall Street on, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Also, right here on AM 860, The Answer. And you can hear him 5 a.m. Eastern times on Saturday mornings, 5 p.m. Eastern times on Sunday afternoons. Again, right here on our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Well, yeah, so what do you think? What do you think about Janet Yellen saying that everything's vindicated now of the Biden, package that was passed, the stimulus package? It passed without a single GOP vote back then. So what do you think? Is she telling the truth?
Well, I think she's got a boss and she does what she's told. I think that, you know, that's part of the, you know, the problem that we have. We have all of these, sycophants that are there to, in essence, push and, you know, kiss the proverbial buttocks whoever is in charge. If I'm president of the United States, you know, I'm gonna appoint people that are going to challenge me. I'm not going to appoint a bunch of people that are going to, you know, tell me what I want to hear all the time. That's what you get. That's what you end up in communist dictatorships. They only want the good news. Don't tell you the bad news or the realities of what's going on. At some point in time, you've got to acknowledge the things that you've done haven't worked. And you know, the funny thing is, I think Americans could accept that. We don't have that, and that's on both sides. You know, everything I do is awesome. Everything I do is great. And the people around me better, you know, follow suit. Trump does the same thing. I mean, everything that he's put into place, he says is the greatest and best policies in the, you know, both. I mean, it's just, you know, it's absurd, you know, because nobody's perfect like that. There's been one person's been perfect like that. So don't claim that. And you've got to accept that, you know, certain things are not going to work. And you've got to also have the ability to change when things haven't worked out and said, hey, you know what, we tried this, and this was our intention, and, you know, we should move on from that. That's, you know, that's what happens in the real world. That's what businesses have to do in order for them to survive and be successful. Instead, we have politicians on both sides of the aisle, and I want to stress that. It's both sides that are there, quite frankly, to, you know, to stay in power as long as they possibly can, that claim that they can do no wrong.
Well, that is that's a self-sabotage in so many ways. But I know that the politicians or presidents or others, you know, other political leaders, you know, have such a fear of having somebody said you made a bad decision. And so they will power through no matter what, even if it was a bad decision.
Jeb Bush was afraid in 2016 to actually come out and admit that the Iraq war was wrong. And it was like they made a joke out of it. And that was a nail in the coffin for him back in 2016. That, you know, he couldn't come out and be like, you know, all right, wait a second here. This didn't, you know, this didn't turn out the way it was supposed to. I mean, you got to think about this. You know, what we spent, you know, over 20 years in Afghanistan, you know, replacing the Taliban with the Taliban. You know, and we still can't acknowledge everything, but that was a mistake, and we don't learn from those mistakes. I mean, I know in my world that I'm managing money for people. If I make a mistake, or we make a judgment in regards to the management of a company or a position we put in the portfolio, we better get out of that position. We better sell that position, or the thing's eventually going to go to zero, and my client's going to lose money. You can't do that, but that's what we have right now. It's just like, you know, these people are more concerned about, you know, being right all the time. That, you know, it's fine when you're right, you're right. But you know what? The good thing is how you go about dealing with your mistakes. Yeah, you know, I tell this to the kids that I coach when, you know, I'm coaching lacrosse. I said, you know, don't worry about making mistakes. You're going to make them. Make fast mistakes. You know, do as hard as you possibly can. Play as hard as you possibly can, and then you make a mistake, you correct it, and you move on. And we don't have that.
I think you're exactly right about that. Well, turning to some parts of the other parts of the economy here, evidently the stocks began to fall because we got this strong retail sales report. And what's the connection there? If you get the strong report that retail sales are good, but stocks somehow are affected by this, but also the Fed could look at that and say, well, guess what? We don't need to cut rates. If they have these great retail numbers, basically, how is all that connected?
Well, again, now, you know, you will bounce around. 1 week is different than the next week. Now it's good news is bad news. Again, as I said, don't play that game that they're you know, trying to get you to play on TV and trying to guess what the Fed's going to do and try to base your decisions and your portfolio based upon whether the Fed is going to lower rates in March or June or whatever it may be. These are all short-term movements in the market. Does anybody remember, what is today, January 18th? Do you remember what the markets did on January 18th and 19th of last year or the year before? I mean, it's silly. It really is. You know, see, you don't do things like that. You don't handle your portfolio in that way. You want to be a trader, you know, have at it. Have fun with your Robinhood app and see how well you do.
Well, and of course, but the interest rates are tied into, I expect, just at least the perception in the housing market. And without those interest rates changing, you got a lot of people who will say, well, no, I'm going to hold. I'm not going to put my home in the market unless they absolutely had to, one might think.
Again, you know, it's everything. Real estate, you know, again, we talk about real estate. We talk about on a national scale, which is patently absurd. I mean, everybody take a look at the size of this country, I got a kick out of it. There's a very, very wealthy family where I grew up in upstate New York, and still a wealthy family, but the matriarch and patriarch of that family died over the past couple of years, and they had this, you know, massive house. You know, as kids, you know, we were friends with their kids, and they would have parties there, and their house is up for sale. And, I mean, it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. And I took a look at the price, and I was like, wow. And I said, I couldn't, you know, again, this is back where I grew up in upstate New York, and how relatively inexpensive it is compared to where I live on Long Island. I said, you know, if this house was on Long Island, it would be a $12 to $15 million house, where in upstate New York, it's a $2 million house. So, again, it's relative, and everyone's situation is different and unique. You know, I talk to people about housing, and it's basically, for most people, a monthly payment and what you can afford to pay every single month. And that's what it's based upon. And you don't want to be house poor.
Indeed. Well, when we look at, of course, the World Economic Forum's in the news, how does this affect our lives, basically? I mean, you get a lot of countries together and they talk about stuff, but does real policy come out of that, or is it just kind of a confab?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's nonsense, quite frankly. I think that everybody, you know, I made a joke about it yesterday. I said that the folks over at Babylon Bee and The Onion can take off during Davos, because the parody writes itself with some of the things that comes out of there and some of the ideas that come out of there. Am I sure behind the scenes there's probably some deals being struck by some of the power players? To me, it's silly, you know, and everybody kind of laughs at it around the globe. You know, what is their thing right now is building trust back. No, nobody trusts these people anymore. I mean, come on. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's, you know, it's a party for really, really, really rich people where they act like the enormous, you know, the ginormous hypocrites that they are in every way, shape, matter, or form. You know, yesterday I watched some lady. It was funny. I guess she's got this new term now. It's called ecocide, which is comparable to genocide. And she's talking about how farming and fishing and making money off that could be a form of genocide. It's just, you know, I don't know where these people, you know, come from. I don't know how they pay their bills, who pays their bills on an everyday basis. But, yeah, you know, for 99.999999% of the world, these are, you know, a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, ecocide. It's just another cottage industry buzz term or something that's here. This is how I'm going to go around and make talks and stuff. But Chris Markowski, great pleasure to have you on this morning again. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, sir. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. You can find out more about Chris. And folks, we're coming up to the top of the hour. You'll hear your top of the hour news, and then we are coming back. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. Thursday edition.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.